This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the hearts of those who have khushu', وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. This surah, ya ikhwati fi Allah, it is so comfortable. It is so beautiful. It is so sweet for those who have khushu' in their hearts, for those who fear Allah, for those who are certain that they will meet Allah on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, and Allah will reward them for what they did. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون. يقول يا إخوتي في الله, some of the Salaf رحمهم الله, he said, I struggled with the Salah initially, and the only concern that I have today is that I am going to leave the Salah and I have to make Taslim. Ikhwati fillah, if you recall the incident that took place at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to illustrate that the salah is something that is sweet in the hearts of the believers, was the incident of Khubay bin Adi radiyallahu anhu. A man, a Sahabi, a young man, that was asked to deliver the message of Rasulullah to other tribes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that this man should be captured by the Quraysh. And as you know and remember, ya ikhwati fillah, before they kill him, he requested one thing which was unusual, unheard of. He said to the Quraysh, to the people who were about to kill him, إِذِنُوا لِي, allow me to perform two rak'ah. And he performed two beautiful rak'ahs. أَحْسَنَ قِيَامَهُمَا وَرُكُوعَ وَالسُّجُودَ. In this two rak'ah, he perfected his stand, his ruku' and his sujood. And then he left the salah. And he turned to the people, فَقَالَ وَاللَّهِ لَوْ لَا تُحْتَحْسَبُ. Wallahi, if you would not think that I am afraid of death, لَزْدَدْتُ salah, I would increase, I would prolong my two rak'ah. And then he looked at the Quraysh. And he said, Ya Allah, Allahumma ahsihim adada, waqtulhum badada, wala tughadir minhum ahada. Subhanallah. A dua just before he meets his Lord. Imagine, you are standing in front of your enemy. And most of us, we may go down on our knees and we say we may be pleading with these people to leave us and to forgive us and to let us go back to our family. But this young man, قَالَ اللَّهُمَّ احْصِيهِمْ عَدَدًا وَاقْتُلُهُمْ بَدَدًا, and do not leave any one of them. Any one of them. And he turned to them and he said, وَلَسْتُ أُبَالِ حِينَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا عَلَى أَيِّ جَنْبٍ كَانَ فِي اللَّهِ ذَاتِ فِي اللَّهِ مَصْرَعِ. He said, I do not care how I die as long as I'm dying as a Muslim. وَلَسْتُ أُبَالِ حِينَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا, I don't care as long as I'm being killed, I will be killed as a Muslim. I do not care how would I die as long as I have La ilaha illallah. And then he said again, Allahumma inna qad ballaghna risalati rasulik, فبلغ رسولك عنا السلام. سبحان الله سبحان الله يا إخوتي في الله. He said, Ya Allah, we have conveyed the message of your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give our salam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is he? He is in the middle of the desert somewhere around Mecca. And Muhammad is in Medina. يقول, give him our salam, Ya Allah. And tell him what they did to us. And then the Quraysh, with no mercy, ya ikhwati fillah, they start cutting him into pieces. Alive. They skinned him alive. And while they were cutting him into pieces, one of them said, Ya Khubayb, atuhibbu anna Muhammadan makanak, wa annaka fi ahlika mu'af. He said, Ya Khubayb, imagine the man is wetting the ground, is watering the dirt with his own blood for the sake of Allah, and is in a lot of pain. And they ask him a question, say, would you prefer that Muhammad in your place while you are with your family and your children in comfort and ease? For subhanAllah, when they told him, as though he forgot about pain, he forgot about death. He forgot that they are cutting his meat, his flesh, piece by piece. And he said to them, Wallahi, ma uhibbu an akuna fi ahli wa waladi, ma'i afiyati dunya wa na'imuha, wa yusabu Muhammadin bishawk. Subhanallah. He said, Wallahi, I do not wish that I am with my family and children. Wa ma'i afiyat ad-dunya wa na'imiha. With it, I have the health of this dunya and the na'im of this dunya. And Muhammad is poked with a thorn. فَقَالَ أَبُو السُّفْيَانِ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا يُحِبُّ أَحَدًا كَحُبِّ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ لِمُحَمَّدٍ. He said, I have never seen anyone loving anyone like Muhammad, as a companion of Muhammad, love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have not seen this. Subhanallah. The lesson from the story of Ikhwati Fillah is that this man at that moment, and by the way, Allah delivered the message of this man, and Rasulullah said to Al-Miqdad ibn Amr radiyallahu anhu, Az-Zubayr ibn Awam, go and cut your brother down and bury him in the middle of the desert. And they did. But look, ya ikhwati fillah, his wish to pray was to pray 2 rak'ah before he meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kama fi sunani tirmidhi wa ghayri wa hasanahu al-albani, qala radiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا قمت إلى صلاتك فاذكر الموت. He said, when you stand up in your salah, remember death. فإذا ذكر الرجل الموت في صلاته فحري أن يحسن الصلاة وصلي صلاة رجل لا يظن أنه يصلي بعدها. And he said, and pray a salah that you would think, you are certain that you will not pray any other salah after this. Therefore, ya ikhwati fillah, when you leave your house, when you leave your workplace, imagine that you are coming out of the grave and the muadhan is calling, and instead of a human voice, imagine that you're listening to the call of Israfil, to the Malak who will call people out of their graves. And the people will be running, flying towards the sound. And remember in that Allah has given you another opportunity to come to His house. And here you come. And remember, وَاسْتَمِعْ يَوْمَ يُنَادِ الْمُنَادِ لِلْمَكَانِ الْقَرِيبِ يَوْمَ يَسْمَعُونَ الصَّيْحَةَ بِالْحَقِّ ذَٰلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ. And visualize and imagine that this is you leaving your house.